Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I have been waiting for this literally for like the last 3 hours. Over the summer, we played Would You Rather with Patrick Mahomes. And we can play that in a couple more weeks. I love Would You Rather. It's a very fun game. We are going to do it with Tyreek Hill. The only qualification for Tyreek Hill in our Would You Rather game is you cannot include special teams. Because I think we all would admit that when you include the special teams, it makes Tyreek Hill an infinitely more valuable player than a lot of the other really good receivers. Like Julio Jones doesn't play special teams. But I think Julio Jones is a better receiver than Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
But because of what he does in special teams, I would rather have Tyreek Hill on my team than have Julio Jones. So I'm saying just for the base of this argument, play with me. Imagine a little bit text line. And let's eliminate special teams and evaluate them solely as wide receivers, because I'm willing to give you Tyreek Hill as an all-purpose player. He's probably one of the 10 most valuable players in the NFL. I'm conceding that off the rip.
I thought he was only a return specialist because that's what Jalen Ramsey told me.
That is what Jalen Ramsey said. And then this week he said, I don't know. That's what he said. All right. How do you want to do this, Beck?
I'm gonna throw the names out to you, and you guys are going to say, who would you rather have?
Okay, because I can't wait to hear your logic on it. Like, I don't even really care what I think or Fanning thinks. I just want you to say that you think Tyreek Hill is like the 13th best receiver in the NFL and then read text crushing you for your opinion. That's all I'm really interested in this segment.
It is a rule on the show. All right, let's start with the number one wide receiver so far in the NFL. Adam Thielen or Tyreek Hill?
I think Adam Thielen's better than Tyreek Hill right now. I think Adam Thielen is the most underrated player in the NFL, as odd as that sounds. I don't really get it why he's so underrated. Adam Thielen does absolutely nothing but produce, but yet he doesn't get talked about and treated in the same way. It's very possible that Adam Thielen could have like 1,900 yards this season. He has 100 every single week. First week, 6 for 102. Second week, 12 for 131. 14 for 105. 8 for 135. 7 for 116. 11 for 123. And 4 touchdowns this year. Y'all got to quit disrespecting Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen is one of the 3 best receivers in the NFL, if not the best receiver right now in the NFL. Yes, he's better than Tyreek Hill.
I think he's really good, but I'll take Tyreek Hill over this because this will be my argument for every receiver or every time I take him over a receiver. I don't think Tyreek Hill has reached his potential as a receiver. I mean, this guy was a running back and a scat back in college. And last year he was asked to be the number one wide receiver on a football team in the NFL. He's not even close to what he's going to be. So I'll take Tyreek.
I'm taking Adam Thielen. I'm with C-Dot on this one.
I'm not saying Thielen's not great at all. I mean, he's phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. I like the explosiveness of Tyreek.
All right. Guy you just mentioned, Julio Jones, him or Tyreek Hill?
I feel so bad for Julio Jones with how he's being treated right now in Atlanta. I saw a stat earlier this week that Julio Jones is still the 6th best wide receiver in fantasy, and he doesn't have a touchdown. That just goes to tell you how good he's been so far this season, minus the touchdowns. Julio's been amazing. He just cannot get in the end zone, and they let Ito Smith touchdown vulture every single week. Yes, I'm going with Julio Jones over Tyreek Hill.
I'm taking Tyreek again. Julio Jones is a great big receiver that can make some great catches. He was phenomenal at the Super Bowl. He's a great talent, but he's not a game breaker. Not going to bust one, right? He's basically a cross between a really, really good receiver and Gronk. I mean, he's a tank is what he is, and he's phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. But give me a guy that can take it to the house on one play and change the game in 6 seconds, and Tyreek can do it. I'll take it.
All right. I'm taking Julio Jones along with Carrington, too. So, Fanning, you're the only one who has taken Tyreek Hill so far over both Adam Thielen and Julio Jones.
Yeah. Julio's really good. What they're doing right now, touchdown wise, is just near criminal. How you have the weapon that Julio Jones is and can't get him in the end zone just makes absolutely no sense.
All right, third name on the list, DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins or Hill?
See, I like DeAndre Hopkins here, but I'm taking Tyreek Hill over DeAndre Hopkins. I got all the respect in the world for DeAndre Hopkins, and he's done it with a lot of bad quarterbacks. I got to side with Tyreek Hill over DeAndre Hopkins. I got to side with him just a little bit. It's close, though.
Yeah, I'm taking Tyreek on this one, too, man. Again, burner, speed kills. Speed kills. Little scat back guys that can jump 6 feet in the air and pull it down and throw it in sixth gear and blast by two guys in the secondary like he did on Sunday night. I'll take that guy every single time.
I'm absolutely taking DeAndre Hopkins. Did you see the catch that he made on Sunday? I know Tyreek Hill ran away from him.
Did you see Tyreek Hill jump 5 feet in the air, twist his body, come down, and outrun two guys in the secondary?
That was it. That's describing the catch that DeAndre Hopkins made, minus the running part.
DeAndre Hopkins' catch is amazing.
I'm not saying Tyreek Hill can't
make the DeAndre Hopkins catch, so I'm always going to take the bigger guy, and DeAndre Hopkins is probably the best catcher of the football in the NFL. I'm taking DeAndre Hopkins. He made Tom Savage look like he actually belonged throwing a football. Let's just put it that way.
I actually don't think Fanning's taking any of these receivers over Tyreek Hill. Actually,
like, now, look, three now so looking far. At the I'm list. The only one who's taken all three of these guys.
I don't think he's taking any
of them. All right, number four, Davante Adams.
This isn't even worth our time. No. What? How's Davante Adams on this list?
Because he has more receiving yards right now than Tyreek Hill. But just say no and we'll move on. Don't give me that look.
I'm looking at you because you know that's right. Ridiculous.
No, are you saying
you
no?
You know it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Tell him it's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean,
call him a clown.
Today he's a pumpkin. He's pumpkin.
I'm taking Tyreek Hill over Davante Adams. I'm just saying he has more yards right now.
Speck, why do you hate the Chiefs?
I'm taking Tyreek Hill over Davante Adams. All right, cross that one off. Here we go.
That's what you are, a clown.
Michael Thomas.
I know Speck's taking. Speck loves him. Like Speck wouldn't engage. He would date Michael Thomas if he could.
I like Michael Thomas, and this is where maybe I fault you just a little bit. It's hard for me to really know how good Michael Thomas is because I think he gets the Drew Brees stimulus package. Like, I think Michael Thomas is a good wide receiver. His numbers would suggest that he's great, but I just don't know if he's great. Because I've seen Brees do this with multiple people. I've seen him do it with Brandon Cooks. I've seen him do it with Marquise Colston. I've seen him do it with Michael Thomas. So I'm taking Tyreek Hill just over the fact I know he can do it with other quarterbacks. And I don't know about Michael Thomas.
Yeah, I'm taking Tyreek on this one, too. I mean, Tyreek did it with Alex Smith. And now he's doing it with Patrick Mahomes, a rookie. I know you love you some Michael Thomas.
He's been the most productive NFL wide receiver in the last 2 years. But now Carrington wants to throw the stats out the window when it's not convenient for his
arms. Here's the other thing.
I just want to make sure we're on the up and up here.
And I am going to take Tyreek over all these guys, just so you know.
Yeah,
one of the biggest reasons is, look at all the options that they have in this offense right now. I mean, Tyreek's not going to probably get the amount of targets the rest of these dudes are getting. I mean, Adam Thielen has 81 targets. Tyreek Hill has 51. He better have 100 yards every damn game.
All right, next name on the list. So far, CDOT has Adam Thielen and Julio Jones over Tyreek Hill. Fanning thinks Tyreek Hill is better than Jerry Rice. And I have Adam Thielen, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, and Michael Thomas better than Tyreek Hill.
You knew that was a good one.
That was good. I didn't have a good comeback, so I had to act angry.
You knew that was a good one.
All right, number six on the list, Odell Beckham Jr.
Who would you rather have, prime Randy Moss or Tyreek Hill?
I don't know. Let me think about that.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious.
Of course, Randy Moss.
Okay, I'm asking. I legitimately wasn't sure. Man. I wasn't sure who you were taking.
Don't throw Juju Smith-Schuster at me either.
I think Odell's still better than Tyreek Hill. I feel bad for Odell Beckham, bro. I feel bad for Odell. Odell is not even playing with Eli Manning. He's playing with the ghost of Eli Manning in this one. I still got to take Odell Beckham. I think he's a better receiver than Tyreek Hill.
I'm taking Tyreek Hill. Part of it is, and I have full disclosure here, I think Odell Beckham is a pain in the ass diva that punches air conditioners and does really stupid stuff, and that annoys me.
I think he's just tired of playing with Eli Manning.
I think he's just a diva receiver, and that's irritating.
Amazing diva receiver. You keep talking about these guys who run away from the defenses. Odell Beckham's probably the second best in the league at that.
Yeah, I'm not picking Tyreek because of I think he's a better talent than Odell. I'm picking Tyreek because I don't like Odell Beckham. I think he's a pain in the ass.
I'm going to start calling him Eli Tannehill. That's who he is. Yeah. Maybe worse than Ryan Tannehill, to be completely honest.
All right.
Speck, honestly, who would you rather have, Blake Bortles or Eli Manning?
Eli.
That answers my question. If you got to think about it, that tells you how bad Eli is.
I think I'd rather take Eli, but I get what you're saying. All right, we got four names on this list. Let's try and run through them. AJ Green.
No, I like AJ Green, though. Like, I no shade towards AJ Green. I'd rather have Tyreek Hill than him.
I thought Jalen Ramsey said he was weak. I'm taking Tyreek.
I'm taking Tyreek Hill, too. I mean, AJ Green's amazing, but I think he's 30 and probably past his best. All right. The guy that Carrington loves the most, Mike Evans.
This song, you know how you feel about the bigger receiver? Pause. Yeah. I love Mike Evans. It's something about Mike Evans I just like. I'm going to pick Tyreek, but it pains me to do it. Mike Evans is one of the ones that I know, like, the numbers don't make a lot of sense. I just have a preference for because 6'5", can jump out of the gym, never play with a really accurate quarterback. Like, I think Mike Evans is just fantastic, but goodness gracious.
Is Mike Evans Kyle Farnsworth? Looks great in uniform, has a great fastball, but is not a very good pitcher.
No, Mike Evans is really good. No, Mike Evans has numbers behind him.
Mike Evans is really good.
Tyreek.
I mean, Mike sure. Evans, every year of his career, has had over 1,000 yards receiving. So, I mean, Mike Evans is good.
Yeah, I'm taking Mike Evans.
He's just had Ryan Fitzpatrick and Jameis Winston throwing the ball out of bounds and over his head.
The game, yeah.
Just, who has the most touchdowns any of these guys we're talking about? It's Tyreek Hill. I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean,
Beckham would have more if he didn't miss 12 games last
year. Devontae Adams has 6, so, I mean, he ties him.
All right. Antonio Brown.
Oh, that's a tough one here.
Now, I'm still taking AB.
It's not as tough as you think. It's Antonio Brown.
I'm still taking AB over Tyreek Hill. If we're just talking receiving, I'm still taking AB. I feel like AB's problems have just been, for whatever reason, him and Ben Roethlisberger just haven't been on the same page. I'm still taking AB.
I got to take Tyreek Hill. Any guy that's going to throw lawn furniture off his deck and almost kill a 22-month-old, I'm
that has
on.
Nothing to do with his
I'm just telling
ability.
You, it's the same reason with Odell Beckham Jr. Like, I don't want that guy on my team, even though Antonio Brown's an amazing talent.
All right, final one, Keenan Allen.
Can't stay healthy, Tyreek.
Yeah, I don't really think this is as close maybe as you think that it is. I mean,
Keenan Allen's really, really good.
I think Keenan Allen's really good, too. If I said no on Michael Thomas, why am I saying yes on Keenan Allen when I think Michael Thomas is better than Keenan Allen?
So, C-Dad, you have Tyreek Hill's the 5th best wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that's about right for Tyreek.
Thielen, Jones, Beckham, and Brown. Fanning thinks that...
That'll be good.
Tyreek Hill's the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Oh, I thought you were going to take a shot at me.
No, I'm just plainly stating it.
Got it.
And I have Thielen, Jones, Hopkins, Thomas, Beckham, Evans, Brown, then Hill.
I think he's the most dangerous weapon in the NFL. I think he's so dangerous.
Can you explain the three games where he had less than 62 yards?
Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt, throwing touchdown passes to Anthony Sherman.
I mean, Antonio Brown has Juju, James Conner, Vance McDonald. All these guys play with other great – Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
I mean, all these guys that play with other great players. Julio Jones has Calvin Ridley, 2 good running backs, Austin Hooper. These guys all play with great players.
Yeah.
And we're talking like Sammy Watkins is some superstar. He had 2 catches for 18 yards on Sunday night.
He had 4 targets. Not his fault. It's not like they threw 14 balls at him and he had 2 catches back. I mean, let's put it in perspective.
Sammy Watkins is not an all-star. Not some pro bowler.
Yeah.
I actually think that Hill realistically is in a sliding range from 5 to 7. That seems about right to me. Like, if you said you take DeAndre Hopkins over Tyreek Hill just the receiver, I don't think that's a crazy take. If you would say Michael Thomas over Tyreek Hill, I don't think that's crazy. I think it's like 5 to 7, though. 7's probably the absolute lowest you can have Tyreek Hill as a receiver. He's really, really developed into one of the better receivers in the NFL.
And again, one of the reasons why I go towards Tyreek is he's not even reached his potential yet. Like, we don't know how good this guy's going to be. These other dudes have been receivers their entire career in college, you know, in the pros. Tyreek's been a number one receiver for, 24 games now? So I don't think we've even seen the best yet.
I kind of feel like we are at the best. It's about maintaining now at this point. Like, yeah. I mean, this year will probably be the best year of Tyreek Hill. I mean, passing numbers are so big. You play with a great quarterback that's going to throw for a lot of yards. Like, I find it hard. I mean, maybe he does. I certainly could be wrong. I don't know if there's a next gear for Tyreek Hill that we just haven't seen yet. I think it's just like maintaining and just being this receiver for a sustained amount of time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.